People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right-wing and left-wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast, and for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com. Hey guys, it's Chloe here, back with another episode of ChloeCast. Today I'll be talking with Tyler Ruotolo about why hate speech is free speech. This is a BPN podcast, and for more written content and podcasts like this, go to bpntoday.com. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to this podcast and enjoy. So as you guys know, I'm going to be bringing on Tyler Ruotolo in a bit, but for now, I would like to talk about a little bit on my position on this thing. So as you know, today we're going to be talking about why hate speech is free speech, and so obviously you know my position based on that title. So first off, first and foremost, we need to define hate speech. So defined by the Cambridge Dictionary, hate speech is defined as public speech that expresses hate or encourages violence towards a group or person based on something such as race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation. Now, this is a pretty broad, you know, it's a pretty broad definition, right? But my issue with this definition is that they include the term encourages violence. And encouraging violence against anyone is already illegal. That's labeled as threatening speech. And it is already illegal. So if someone were to say, you know, I'm going to shoot you, that's already illegal. But it's defined differently as hate speech when it's directed towards a certain group off of something arbitrary. So that doesn't really make sense to me. But obviously we know that hate speech is just expressing hate based off of something that someone cannot control. So the reason I don't think this should be illegal is because it's a little too authoritarian for me, and there's really no way you could determine what could be hate speech and what could not, because everything offends, you know, different things offend different people, right? Different things can be perceived as hateful by different people. So it's pretty hard to know what exactly could be defined as hate speech. So, I mean, you know, that's my thing on that. That's where that line comes in. And the thing about authoritarianism for me is many of you who watch my TikToks know, if you don't, my ad is conservative Chloe, go follow me. But many of you who watch my TikToks know that I'm a libertarian in most senses. So it bothers me that we would give the government the power to control what people can and cannot say. And as we've been seeing, you know, as we've seen throughout history, that and taking away guns are the first two things that fascist countries in the past have done to their citizens. When you allow a government that much power to literally regulate what people can and cannot say, it gets bad very fast. And, you know, we have history so it doesn't repeat itself. So that's my personal position on hate speech. Tyler will be joining us in a bit. We will be right back. People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right-wing and left-wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast, and for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com. All right, everyone, it is Chloe. I am back here for the last segment of this podcast, where I'll just basically be going over what Tyler and I talked about and, you know, sort of the answers to his questions and my positions and stuff like that. So when I asked him what is the difference between hate speech and free speech, he said there was really no distinction. And I agree, because nowhere in the Constitution does it say anything about any restrictions on speech. So I really don't believe there is a difference between hate speech and free speech other than, you know, the fact that hate speech is basically just hateful words. And, you know, he also mentioned that with direct threats, you know, if there's no target and the action isn't actually committed, then there should be no charge. And that is one thing I definitely agree on. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, feminists on TikTok saying kill all men should be, you know, something that we could prosecute them for. I don't agree with it, and I think it's wrong and quite frankly sexist, but I still don't think it should be illegal unless someone were to, you know, say, oh, this person said kill all men, so I went out and pulled a shooting spree on like 20 men. Like, okay, at that point, yeah, we have a little bit more to deal with. And the other thing about hate speech is that it's so broad. You can get offended by anything or find anything hateful, and it's so subjective based on the person. I talked about this in the first segment. It's just so, so subjective, and I don't know how you can make laws outlining what is okay and what is not. And not to mention that people's words can be taken out of context so many times. So if what you're saying, if it, let's say hate speech were to be illegal in the case of that, you know, how, if it wasn't sent over the internet and if it was said face to face, how are you actually going to prove that someone said something and, you know, you're not just trying to take their words out of context to get them in trouble? You know, it's just so, so difficult to regulate that we might as well just keep it legal. And, you know, obviously there are things that are very horrible, like racism or sexism or homophobia, anything like that. Those things are bad things in my view, and they're just wrong. Like, it's not okay to, you know, discriminate against someone for, you know, who they are as a person, in my moral personal view. However, the people who believe those things, those are also their personal beliefs. They are opinions. You know, I just had someone comment on one of my posts today, oh, racism isn't an opinion, it's just wrong. And I was like, well, yes, I agree with you, it's wrong. But an opinion is anything that you personally believe on your own. You know, it's like, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make it any less of an opinion just because you disagree with it. And that's also another problem, is that you could outline hate speech laws in such a way where they suppress certain views or certain opinions, you know, that just because people don't agree with them, you know, and it's just, it's not fair and it's not right, you know, it's not libertarian. It doesn't give people the liberty and the freedom to believe what they want and to express those views, you know? And like I mentioned before, these are always the first thing that fascists do before they take over a country. And that should scare us, I think. And I think that's the lesson to take away from this podcast, from, you know, what me and Tyler talked about and the whole idea of hate speech being free speech, is that that should be the lesson. You know, the lesson should be that this is what fascists want.
People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets, for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right-wing and left-wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast, and for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com.
Okay, guys, I'm here now with Tyler. He's going to be talking with us, like I mentioned before, about why hate speech is free speech. So, Tyler.
What's up? My name's Tyler. I'm 17, and I'd consider myself a political commentator. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, not Twitter, because I hate Twitter, and Storyfire.
It's awesome. What are your handles? Tell them.
For Instagram and TikTok, it's just at Tyler RUO, because it's the first three letters of my last name. And YouTube is youtube.com/TylerRotolo. And then Storyfire is at Tyler Rotolo.
Okay, awesome. So I have a few questions to ask Tyler, and hopefully he'll give us expanded answers, okay? So the first one is, why do you believe that hate speech is free speech?
So when I say hate speech is free speech, that pretty much means that under the Constitution, any speech that does not directly incite violence against someone, like let's say you were to yell fire in a crowded theater, that is illegal because it directly incites violence against every single person in the theater and puts them in danger. But like, let's say you were to say something like, oh, I hate gay people, or You know, like if you were to say whites are superior, right? Like if you were to say that, that's, well, pretty fucked up, and I don't agree with it, but it is still free speech. It is still your opinion, and I don't agree with it, but you know, you'd have every right to say that constitutionally under the First Amendment.
Yeah, I agree. The issue with that is a lot of people want to change that about the Constitution, and that's the issue. So if there is any, what do you believe the difference between hate speech and free speech is? Should there be any distinction made between the two?
So I think the distinction between the two really lies with, or like what a lot of people, especially on the left, would say is the distinction is, one is like, you know, hate speech is considered to be, you know, offensive speech. And they also like to say it has to incite violence, even though in the definition it says that can incite violence, not that does. But pretty much what a lot of people on the left like to say that the distinction is one is offensive and, like, you know, one is, I guess, discriminatory and the other isn't. But to me, honestly, there really is no difference as long as you're not directly inciting violence. Like, as long as it's not a violent call to action, like you're not making direct threats, then I think it's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Is there a difference between words being hateful and someone being offended?
I mean, one tends to really be the reaction to the other. So, like, let's say you walked up to, I don't know, to a gay person and you called them a slur, right? You know, obviously they'd be offended by that. So it really depends. Like, one would usually be a reaction to the other.
Yeah, I agree. But what I meant basically is, like, a lot of people, you know, this is my opinion, a lot of people get offended by things that aren't necessarily hateful, usually out of assumption that it is hateful, even if it's not. Like, you know, on my TikTok account, I get constant hate. I get called racist. I get called, you know, sexist, homophobic, whatever. And they have no actual proof for that. They're just offended by my views. So under their logic, that could be considered hate speech, me voicing my opinion, which I disagree with. And that's not me being hateful. It's just them being offended.
Yeah. And so the term hate speech, honestly, or, you know, the term hateful, I'd say, honestly, it's both are very overused and they're used in the wrong context. So, like, let's say I were to walk into a 7-Eleven with a MAGA hat on, right? And, you know, there happened to be, a liberal there with dyed hair, and they pointed at my hat and said, "That hat is offensive." If they were to do that, I'd say, "Okay, cool. That's your opinion. I don't really care."
Yeah.
But it really depends. So, like, something that is, I guess, objectively offensive, it's really hard to define that because it depends, like,
on the person, you know,
who it's targeting and the person who is seeing it. So really, there isn't anything that's objectively offensive. It depends on how whoever's seeing it or hearing it reacts to it.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, do you believe current restrictions on speech, such as direct threats, are okay, and why or why not? People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets, for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right-wing and left-wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast, and for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com.
Okay, so with, like, you know, direct threats of violence and killing being illegal, I think it really depends. Like, if someone makes a blank threat, I think it depends on what happens after they make that threat. Like, if someone's to actually commit that action, then, yeah, then a crime was committed. But I don't think that it's necessarily a criminal act if no, if the action wasn't committed.
So you're saying that if a direct threat were to occur, it's not, shouldn't really be, you know, restricted unless they follow up on that action?
Unless them or someone else they know that saw it commits the action that they specified, then no, I don't think it should be illegal.
Okay, and that brings me to my next question. So do you believe words, especially hateful ones, have the ability to induce hate crimes? If so, should both the criminal and the speaker be charged?
Well, it depends. So, like, let's say someone was, like, you know, call out someone by name and say to commit a violent action against them, and someone did, or the person who made the call to action did, then, yeah, then a crime was committed. But if nobody committed it, then if nobody committed the specified action against the person that they targeted, then no crime was really committed.
Yeah, I agree. But one of the examples that I wrote down here in my notes for that is that a lot of people like to blame things that Trump has said in the past for people's violent actions, you know, like mass shootings and stuff like that. So my question is basically, like, should Trump be charged even if he didn't necessarily make these claims? You know, like, people can twist words any way they want. But if someone makes a statement that could be perceived as hateful or a call to violent action, should the speaker be charged alongside the person who committed the violent act, or no?
Well, that depends, because, like, let's say they didn't actually specify an action. They also didn't specify and they also didn't name a specific target for that action.
Mm-hmm.
Then no, they shouldn't be held responsible for if a crime was committed, they shouldn't be held responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did specify a target and an action, and someone chose that target and committed that action against them, then yeah, both people should be held accountable.
Okay. And my last question is, should any other restrictions on speech, aside from the current ones, you know, direct threats and such, be added?
No. If anything, I think that the restriction where it's if you just make a threat alone, where you can be held legally accountable for that, where if you just say something and no action is committed, I think that shouldn't be – I guess I don't think that should be restricted if no action was committed.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because I was talking about in my intro that about the definition of hate speech, and it says – public speech that expresses hate or encourages violence towards a person or group based on something such as race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation. And the thing I didn't understand about that is that hate speech could be something that encourages violence, but that is already illegal. Like, is it now different because it's toward a minority group? That doesn't really make sense to me.
I mean, I'd say that a violent call to action is a violent call to action. So no matter who you're targeting,
uh-huh,
it still is a threat.
Yeah, and I agree.
If that action is committed, then it's still the action being committed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Another thing is, like, you know, technically then by that definition, like, expresses hate or encourages violence to a person or group based on something as such as race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation, technically then wouldn't kill all men be hate speech?
Yeah, under that definition, it would be considered that.
Interesting. Then now they're going that, against,
like,
their own thing.
I don't like when people say, like, you know, like when feminazis on TikTok say kill all men. I honestly don't have any respect for them.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that should be illegal.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it should be illegal.
As long as no action is committed,
yeah,
then no crime was committed.
Yeah, I agree. It's still, you know, I think it's kind of ironic that they go against their own definition of hate speech.
Like, if it was something like someone made, you know, a bomb threat to a school,
mm-hmm,
that should be considered illegal, because that, mm-hmm, puts everyone in direct danger.
Mm-hmm.
And it threatens everyone's safety. And there actually has been, there actually was a bomb threat at the school I went to when I was in sixth grade.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we've had multiple shooting threats all across my area multiple times. Stupid. I don't know why these people do that, those stuff. But thank you for coming on, Tyler. And it was really great talking to you about this.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Have a good day. Bye.
See you later.
All right, everybody. That was Tyler Rotolo. Make sure to go follow him on all of his platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all of that good stuff. And I will be back here with sort of the closing part of this podcast in just a little bit.
People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right wing and left wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast. And for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com.
You know, they want to take away your right to say what you want. And, you know, it's just, I don't see that as productive in any way. Sure, you might be thinking you're saving people's feelings or sparing them their you know, feelings, like I said. But at the end of the day, somebody's feelings are less important than your ability to speak out, okay? To speak out against certain views you may disagree with, certain views, you know, of the government, okay? So that's very important, in my opinion, is the right to speak out against the government when you think they're wrong. And another thing I don't think a lot of people realize when they say that hate speech should be illegal is that someone's ability to voice their opinion, if you disagree with it, free speech is what gives you your right to retaliate against that, to retaliate with words. Okay. Like I don't, it's so funny. These people that want free speech to be illegal. It's like, when somebody says something you disagree with, you are benefiting from your right to free speech so that you can retaliate against them. So you either take away their right to say it at all, or you take away your right to retaliate, you know? And both of those things are bad, you know? It's just, it's not right to take away people's ability to say what they want. So that's pretty much all I have for you guys. I hope you learned something from me today, from Tyler. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll be back in about 2 weeks with my next episode. Be sure to tune in for that. If you have not subscribed to or followed this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to, please do. And yeah, be sure to go to bpntoday.com for any other podcasts or written content you may want to read or listen to. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you back next time. Bye.
People often have difficulties finding good outlets, news outlets for bipartisan or unbiased information. Well, if you do have that issue, BPN is a very good outlet for that. We have content coming from both sides, both right wing and left wing. And if you want to check that out, please be sure to. This is a BPN podcast. And for more podcasts and written content, go to bpntoday.com.